What's up, guys? That's all you got? You sure?
You seem to be settling into a bit of a groove. Can you elaborate a little bit on maybe your comfort level?
Yeah, I feel very comfortable out there. Starting with the game plan, I thought Pat, Kevin, and those guys did a great job putting together a nice game plan. Up front, again, played really well, no sacks. We ran the ball well when we needed to. And down the field, those guys are making plays. So, when your defense gets those, three turnovers, it's big time. It really helps. It was a great team win today. So, just gotta keep doing my job. I gotta take care of the ball better. had the one interception, but something. I think with our defense, if we stay turnover free, obviously, we. We're a lot better football team. So, but we battled through it today, which was fun. Tough opponent. It's a pretty cool game. It's my first time Vikings Packers game, and that atmosphere was electric. You could tell just from running out on the field for warm-ups. So, it was exciting. It was great. Great to get a win, and it's great.
You just look for those yellow gloves that Thielen has. You just look for him.
Say what?
Do you just look for the yellow gloves that Thielen wears?
Adam's a great receiver, and if you just get it in the general area, he tends to make a play, and that kind of makes me gravitate to look towards him more.
Case, I know you have great respect for Aaron Rodgers. Your thoughts on just him going down?
Yeah, you hate to see that. You really do. Thoughts and prayers go out to him, their whole team. He's incredible for our game. Just as a quarterback wise, I have a lot of respect for him, for his craft, how he operates, how he plays the game, and as a person too. How he's a leader of that football team. So you hate to see that for anybody, especially a guy like that. That I know we're competitors, but none of us ever like to see anybody go down.
Quan has maintained a really patient approach, and obviously with Diggs out today, he had that opportunity. Can you speak to just how he was able to seize that and kind of maybe what you saw on the one-handed catch?
I didn't see the catch. I was on the ground, so you guys will have to tell me about it. I'll watch it on film. But from what the crowd sounded like, it sounded like it was pretty impressive. He makes a lot of plays in practice, and he's been doing that, for a long time. So, he's a guy that I think is developing really well, and I like throwing him the football. So it was good to see him get hot tonight.
Casey mentioned the game plan. What is it with Jared McKinnon that seems to make him such a good fit with Schermer's offense? It seems like he's
He can do a lot of things, and he sees the field really well. A back who can pick up protections and catch the ball out of the backfield, and then obviously do what he's able to do after he gets the ball in his hands is that's a guy you want on your team, and it's been really fun to watch him run down the field with the ball in his hands.
Case, just talk about how much your confidence continues to increase, every game as you get more of these starts under your belt.
I was talking with Rudy earlier, and just the more we practice, more we play, the more chemistry we got. I mean, we've missed a few things and certain plays that I have guys running open down the field that I think we're going to hit. And we left some offense out there. But I think the more I practice, the more I play with those guys, I think we'll form some more chemistry, feel more comfortable. They'll feel more comfortable about what I'm thinking and what I'm seeing. And I think it'll make us a better football team.
When did you last talk to Sam Bradford, and how are his spirits, after?
You have to ask Sam about that. I'm going to focus on the game and then enjoy this win. We'll see what happens this week.
No sacks. What's the offensive line been doing well to protect you?
They're doing a great job of, first of all, identifying fronts. Green Bay really, really came after us today, and they mixed up their pressures, mixed up their fronts. They've got some great pass rushers on that side of the ball. So getting it identified and then making sure that they have the right call into the right pressure. But they're playing their tails off, and it's been fun to be back there behind those guys.
You mentioned the atmosphere on your first
It's hard to say. You know, having Thor, the Mountain, blow the horn there. You know, I'm a Game of Thrones fan, and that was pretty cool. We saw him at the facility on Saturday, and he's a large human being, and it was fun. I love the Skull Chant, man. That's really cool. My whole family loves it. They're up there going crazy. So, you know, just the whole thing today, man. I mean, being the Packers is fun. You know, I take it a week at a time, and I know that's boring, and it's an answer I give for a lot of things, but, you know, this league is too tough to get wrapped up in, you know, this game, and we have this game coming up, we have, in 2 weeks we have this, in 3 weeks we have this, and this team is playing this team, and you can't compare like that. You have to go out and take care of business every week, because every team in this league is really, really good, and, you know, any team can win on any Sunday, and, If you give everything you've got that week and the next week and the next week and don't think about other weeks, I think you look back at the end of the year and, you know, I think that's something you can be proud of.
You guys worked a lot on the screen game this offseason. Just talk about what it's like to finally hit that touchdown. I mean, that's the biggest gain on the screen I think you guys have had this
year. Yeah, we had some great screens. And one actually that got called back because I didn't get the ball out quick enough. But, you know, they got those, when you have offensive line that can run and get in space and create you know, explosive plays like that, then it's just about getting the ball in the right guy's hands. Jet did a great job tonight. We use a lot of different guys in a lot of different ways, but it's a good mix up.
Case, with Sam still kind of week to week and Teddy potentially practicing sometime soon, what do you make of the entire quarterback situation right now?
You know, I don't make anything of it. I mean, I'm playing quarterback, and I love to play quarterback, and I love this team. I love this offense, and you know, I love the atmosphere. I love the stadium. I mean, it's a great spot. So I'm, like I said, there's a lot of externals in this business, and I know you guys. It's your job to talk through every possibility and everything that goes on, but that's not my job, you know. So I don't have to answer that question, and I can go out and play quarterback and have fun.
We'll still abuse some answers.
All right.
Speaking of this offense, you guys run a lot of bootlegs more than when Sam was playing. Going back to your early years with Kubiak, do you think that's helped you? Because you've grown to run well, you move well. And do you think the early offense, a lot of the bootleg play action stuff, has helped you now that you're running a lot?
You know, it depends on the defense. I appreciate you watching film from 5 years ago. So doing your homework, man, I appreciate that. But, you know, it's you know, it depends on the week. It depends on the defenses. Different fronts allow for different ways to get it, you know, get on the edge, move the pocket a little bit. That's something I'm comfortable with, for sure. And, you know, when you're holding the ball that long, it's hard for guys to cover down the field that long. And with our guys down the field, it puts us in a good position.
A couple more.